Today is Friday. Another week of hard work is turning to its end. With 70% of our time spent at work, difficulties on the job can impact every facet of our lives. A person's personality influences every aspect of their life. The same is true of an organization's culture. That is why experts on strategic planning often assert that culture eats strategy for breakfast. That is, culture often determines whether strategies are successful or not. That is why so much of what happens in an organization starts from its culture, especially the behaviors that occur in it. Organizational behavior is directly concerned with the understanding, prediction, and control of human behavior in organizations. The goals of organizational behavior are to explain, predict, and influence behavior. Managers need to be able to explain why employees engage in some behaviors rather than others, predict how employees will respond to various actions and decisions, and influence how employees behave. It holds benefits for both sides, employees and organization, in terms of satisfaction and productivity. Cultivating the right culture. Organizational behavior and design is a step-by-step methodology which identifies dysfunctional aspects of workflow, procedures, structures, and systems, realigns them to fit current business realities and goals, and then develops plans to implement the new changes. The process focuses on improving both the technical and people side of the business. For most companies, the design process leads to more effective organization design, significantly improved results, profitability, customer service, internal operations, and employees who are empowered and committed to the business. The hallmark of the design process is a comprehensive and holistic approach to organizational improvement that touches all aspects of organizational life, so you can achieve excellent customer service, increased profitability, reduced operating costs, improved efficiency and cycle time, a culture of committed and engaged employees, a clear strategy for managing and growing your business. By organizational behavior design, we are talking about the integration of people with core business processes, technology, and systems. A well-designed organization ensures that the form of the organization matches its purpose or strategy, meets the challenges posed by business realities, and significantly increases the likelihood that the collective efforts of people will be successful. As companies grow and the challenges in the external environment become more complex, business processes, structures, and systems that once worked become barriers to efficiency, customer service, employee morale, and financial profitability. Organizations that don't periodically renew themselves suffer from such symptoms as inefficient workflow with breakdowns, redundancies in effort, fragmented work with little regard for good of the whole, lack of knowledge, lack of focus, silo mentality, lack of ownership, cover up and blame rather than in identifying and solving problems, delays in decision making. People don't have information or authority to solve problems. Management rather than the frontline is responsible for solving problems. It takes a long time to get something done. Systems are ill-defined or reinforce wrong behaviors. Mistrust. Also, adaptable to the size, complexity and needs of any organization, the design process consists of the following steps. Assess the current state of the business. You don't want to begin making changes until you have a good understanding of the current organization. Using our Predictor Me model, we facilitate a comprehensive assessment of your organization to understand how it functions, its strengths and weaknesses, and alignment to your core ideology and business strategy. The assessment process is astounding in the clarity it brings an organization's leaders and members, not only regarding how the organization currently works, but how the various parts are interrelated, its overall state of health, and, most importantly, what needs to be done to make improvements. Define action proposals. The new behavior design. Look to the future and develop a complete set of design recommendations for the ideal future. A key part of this step includes communicating progress to other members of the organization. A communications plan is developed that educates people in what is happening. Education brings awareness, and everyone's inclusion brings the beginning of commitment. Implementation of the new behavior design. Now the task is to make the design live. People are organized into natural work groups which receive training in the new design, team skills, and start up team building. New work roles are learned and new relationships within and without the unit are established. Equipment and facilities are rearranged. Reward systems, performance systems, information sharing, decision-making and management systems are changed or adjusted. Some of this can be accomplished quite quickly. Some may require more detail and be implemented over a longer period of time. This approach to redesign results in dramatic improvements in quality, customer service, decreased cycle times, lower turnover and absenteeism. Productivity gains from 20 to at least 50% as possible. The good news is that it can be used in most any type and size of business. The length of time required to complete a redesign varies depending on the nature, size, and resources of the organization. Become acquainted to a new era of people management. Become acquainted to Predictor.me, the human side of business. Thank you.